الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وأصحابه وبارك وسلم. Honorable Ulama, respected elders, brothers, mothers, sisters, beloved youth, the esteemed listeners of Radio Al-Ansar and Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We know, brothers and sisters, that inshallah in approximately 10 days time, the Mubarak month of Ramadan will commence. Even non-Muslims know that Muslims are going to fast during the sacred month of Ramadan. The first question we need to ask ourselves, what is the meaning of Ramadan? The only month that is mentioned explicitly in the Noble Quran of the Islamic calendar is Ramadan. شَهْرُ رَمَضَانَ الَّذِي أُنزِلَ فِيهِ الْقُرْآنِ. So what indeed is the meaning of Ramadan? Ramadan means تَحْرِيقُ الذُّنُوبِ, to incinerate and burn the sins. Each one of us needs to do some introspection and some reflection, my brothers. Are we going to wait for Ramadan Mubarak? Or from now already we should start burning? Brothers, this is very, very unfair. We live on the radio. Now I must announce. It looks like a Toyota Camry, so we're giving Toyota also some advertisement here. ND806392, the car is parked very, very in the wrong place, my brothers. This is part of our Islam. Never cause harm to ourselves, never cause harm to others, brothers, please. So please, the brother, just move your car. Allah Ta'ala reward us. So the month of Ramadan means that we burn and incinerate our sins. So let us start now, my brothers. We don't even know whether we will reach the month of Ramadan or not. Therefore, we beg Almighty Allah, and these two du'as we should be reading daily. Number one, Allahumma barik lana fi sha'aban wa balighna Ramadan. O Almighty Allah, grant us barakah in these days that are left of sha'aban. And spare us, O Almighty Allah, for the month of Ramadan, so that we experience the wonderful atmosphere of Ramadan and the spiritual enlightenment and thawab and reward. So simple dua, Allahumma barik lana fi sha'aban wa balighna Ramadan, the hadith in Mishkat Sharif. Second dua that is mentioned in Tabarani and Kanzul Umar. The reporter is Ubadah bin Samit radiallahu anh. He is buried right next to Masjid al-Aqsa. When you emerge from Masjid al-Aqsa on the right hand side, he is buried there. He reports Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us this dua as the month of Ramadan was approaching. Allahumma sallimni li Ramadan. O Almighty Allah, save me, protect me. No accident, no sickness, illness, problems for the month of Ramadan. Wasallim Ramadan Ali. Ya Allah, and let Ramadan also be protected for me, that there is no controversy regarding the moon and so forth and so on. وَسَلِّمْهُ لِي مُتَقَبَّلًا. Ya Allah, protect it for us in such a manner. All the good deeds, all the good actions, whatever we are going to do, accept it in your court, Ya Allah. So these two du'as we should be reading daily from now till the commencement of Ramadan. Allahumma barik lana fi sha'ban wa balighna Ramadan. Allahumma sallimni li Ramadan wa sallim Ramadan li wa sallimhu li mutaqabbala. Now my brothers, what is Ramadan? When we study the 11 months before Ramadan, our hearts are saturated with the love of this world, the glitter and glamour of this world. Allah says, Jalla wa ala, I'm giving you a month where you can inculcate the angelic qualities and remove the satanic qualities. Angelic qualities, they don't eat, they don't drink, they don't fulfill lust and desires. And satanic qualities, all the vices are done. So whilst we are fasting, the angelic qualities, we are making manifest our love for Almighty Allah. Look at the love of Almighty Allah. We don't analyze, we don't understand the beauty of Islam. The first 20 days, O Almighty Allah, for your love, I am not eating, drinking, fulfilling my lust and desires with our spouses and so forth. Why? For your love. وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَشَدُّ حُبًّا لِلَّهِ. Those people who possess true iman, they're intensely in love with Almighty Allah. I was in UK a few years ago, and we were fasting 20 hours a day. And you know how difficult it is. You look at the watch and it looks like time is not going. Or say it is 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock, and iftar is only 10 o'clock. After Taraweeh, 1 o'clock, having Q&A still in the masjid. So all these things. So I would tell the brothers, this is the mercy of Almighty Allah, Jalla wa Ala. Allah says, prove yourself. You will do so willingly, lovingly, sincerely for my love. That is what Ramadan is teaching. Now the last 10 days come. Ya Allah, I love my wife. I love my children. I love my shop. I love my job, Ya Allah. But I love you more. I love Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam more. So I will leave my wife, I'll leave my children, I'll leave my shop and job, and I'll become your mehman and your guest, and I sit for itikaf in the masjid of Almighty Allah. Then, when Ramadan Mubarak is finished, a new season starts. Al-Hajju Ashurum Ma'alumat. Now the heart is saturated with the love of Almighty Allah. Ya Allah, my wife, or my parents, or my family, I will leave them. I'm not saying now you must go for Hajj alone. That your parents, or your children, or your siblings, you leave them, and your country you leave. And I leave my normal clothing. I wear my ihram, and I'm prepared to make every sacrifice. Labbaik Allahumma labbaik. Whatever you say, I'm prepared to do. You say walk, I will walk. You say run, I'll run. You say sleep on the floor. I have $1 million in the bank. Still I will sleep on the floor in Muzdalifah for your love, because Piyari Habib Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam spend the night. That is our Islam. Study our Ramadan. Study our itikaf. Study our Hajj. A manifestation of the love of Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala. The love of Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Now certain things we all have to do, brothers, this Ramadan. Make 1440 Ramadan a special Ramadan. I'll just give you 5 things because time is very, very limited. We all will be awake at suhoor time, sehri time. How can it happen, my brothers, at sehri time we awake and we did not take out 2 minutes, 3 minutes, 1 minute for istighfar? Astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah. Allah Jalla wa Ala is teaching us in the Quran. وَبِالْ أَسْحَارِ هُمْ يَسْتَغْفِرُونَ. The pious people are those at suhoor time, sehri time, they're making istighfar. When you make istighfar, look at the benefits. يُرْسِلِ السَّمَا عَلَيْكُمْ مِدْرَارًا وَيُمْدِدُكُمْ بِأَمْوَالِ وَبَنِينَ. Almighty Allah will give you beneficial rain, not destructive rain. Allah will increase your wealth. Allah will bless you with pious children. These are the worldly benefits. وَيَجْعَلْ لَكُمْ جَنَّاتٍ وَيَجْعَلْ لَكُمْ أَنْهَارًا. Almighty Allah will grant you Jannah, the rivulets in Jannah. All this Almighty Allah promises. So make that pledge with Almighty Allah. Daily I will wake up for suhoor and I will make some time for istighfar. Number one. Number two, my brothers, that we all should make that intention now. This Ramadan, minimum, I will complete one Quran Sharif. Fasting is a duty. Tilawatul Quran is the beauty of Ramadan. Last night I was there in Vellum. Subhanallah. Go and see in South America. You go to every country almost. Venezuela, Brazil, Paraguay, Uruguay, and all Chile. Everywhere you will find our students, our ulama, our huffaz from South Africa, and they are performing the Taraweeh. What an honor for you, O father, O mother. Your son is leading the community there in South America and so many other countries of the world. So imagine, I asked Maulana Abid's son, where are you going? He said, I'm going to Brazil. So my brothers, imagine we are the only people on this earth that can read the entire scripture, divine scripture. I'm using this word because many non-Muslims also listen. We are the only people who know the entire divine scripture by memory. 6,236 verses, 114 surahs, and no one else knows. So that is how during the month of Ramadan, it is the preservation of the noble Quran, which was, is, will always be the greatest miracle of Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So imagine what it is. The miracle we are reciting. So each one of us. Number two. Number three, my brothers, this is very sad. Iftar time, we are making dua. Allahumma ajirna minan nar. Ya Allah, save me from the fire. Save us from the fire. After Maghrib, we read the dua. And then, we forget the dua after iftar. We know the dua before iftar, but after iftar, we already forgot. So after your iftar, before your Maghrib salat, the hadith in Abu Dawood, learn these simple duas. Zahaba dhama'u, the thirst is gone. وَبَتَلَّتِ الْأُرُوقُ, the veins have become moistened. وَثَبَتَ الْأَجْرُ إِنْشَاءَ اللَّهِ, the reward is already accepted by Almighty Allah. Simple dua like this. But you see some brothers, now 12 hours, 15 hours, 18, 20 hours, whichever country you are in, he was fasting, he made dua, اللَّهُمَّ جِرْنَا مِنَ النَّارِ. But the first thing he did, when he went outside, pull out the cigarette and the cigar. So, who is lighting the fire? You see, my brother. It shows willpower. You could abstain if you want to. But now, we bring that habit, which is not good habit in Islam. So, think about these things seriously. Then don't look for loopholes, my brothers. 20 rakats Taraweeh is according to all four schools, for male and female. Now we make excuses, matto duketo, pet duketo, my stomach is paining, this paining, I had too much halim now, that my stomach is making all growling sounds. All these excuses. If we want to, month of Ramadan, we increase our ibadat, my brothers. Don't look for these type of excuses. Now I want to go to another dimension, my brothers, the historical aspect of Ramadan. Quickly, I will mention to you five incidents and see how far we are away from this. Today, people in various countries that I go, I just went now with Allah's help to Morocco and then to Algeria and then Tunisia and so forth. Go look and study at the history of these countries. Therefore, we go. To us, all these buildings, they don't impress us. We want to know the history and go visit the history. So we get rejuvenated, inspired for the future. So my brothers, on the first of Ramadan, what happened on the first of Ramadan? We must listen carefully to these incidents. First of Ramadan, the 20th year of the Hijrah, Amr bin As radiallahu ta'ala, and his title is Fatih Misr, the conqueror of Egypt. It is the reign of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala an, and he conquers Egypt. We in 1440, in the year 21st Ramadan, from that time, 1420 years, Islam is still the official religion in Egypt. Arabic is still the official language. The culture is still Islamic. That is the karamat and the miracle of the Sahaba radiallahu anhu. The oldest masjid in Africa is named after this Sahabi, the conqueror of Egypt. Ask any Egyptian, he should tell you that. Masjid Amr bin As. So when we go, it's not only pyramids and it's not only the River Nile and so forth. Go and read Salat there in Masjid Amr bin As. When they conquered Egypt, 80 Sahaba companions radiallahu anhum, they sat and they said that let us now work out and calculate the direction of Qibla. Such an honorable masjid. But so many a person goes to Egypt, he doesn't even know where's Masjid Amr bin As. Let's fast forward. 17th Ramadan. What is 17th Ramadan? Quran Kareem refers to it, my brothers, Yawm al-Furqan, the day of criterion, the day of distinction, the day when haq and batil will become manifest. Subhanallah, how many incidents took place? It is the second year of the Hijrah, and it is a Friday like today. Prior to that, Abu Jahl and his cronies were leaving Makkah. They brought the women, they brought the wine, they brought the swine. For them it was a foregone conclusion. We are the superpower. Who can defeat us? Allah speaks of this. وَلَا تَكُونُوا كَالَّذِينَ خَرَجُوا مِنْ دِيَارِهِمْ بَطَرًا. Do not be like those people who left their homes, Makkah in this instance, with pride and arrogance, and they felt that they will defeat the Muslim in matter of few hours. Lo and behold, Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, 313 Sahaba. What happens, my brothers, if you go to Badr? Don't just go and see. Go to the masjid they call Masjidul Arish, and go ask the people of Badr. They must show you what happened. There's no time, I'll just give you 2-3 incidents. That Thursday night, Laylatul Jumu'ah, Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam raised his hands Mubarak and cried and begged Allah, Ya Allah, give us victory. Allahumma in tuhlik hadhil isaba, lan tuqbal ba'da al-yum. Ya Allah, if we're going to be destroyed, your name will never be taken again. The master Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam cried so much, the shawl Mubarak of the master fell. Sayyidina Abu Bakr said, Hasbuka ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Enough, victory is ours. Go study what the Sahaba told Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They said, Ya Rasulullah, before the battle of Badr could unfold and be the battle really starts, Salma shi'ita, Silman shi'ita, Waqda man shi'ita. You ask of us what you want, join us with whom you want, cut us off with whom you want. We are ready for you, Ya Rasulullah. What Allah said. وَلَقَدْ نَصَرَكُمُ اللَّهُ بِبَدْرِيُ وَأَنْتُمْ أَذِلَّهُ. Allah is surely going to help you, although you are so few in number. 313 this side, approximately 1,000 on the opposite side. Go see the mountain, go look at the sand of Badr till today, 1400 years plus has passed. Look at the sand where the Ma'rika, the battle took place, and look at the sand other places, you will see how distinct it is. Look at the mountain where, till today, it's called Jabalul Malaika, where the 1,000 angels descended. That is our belief. Till today, when the Afghan, our Mujahideen defeated the Russians, it's our belief it was not only them, it was the Malaika also who came and defeated the Red Army of Russia, Soviet Union. That is the lesson of Badr, my brothers. Don't say we are a minority, we 2%, see what our forefathers did in South Africa. See what you are doing, mashallah. So excellent, my brothers, to leave this minority. We are minority, but we can have a great impact on this country. After elections also, remember that do things not to take credit for ourselves, but so that Islam, inshallah, benefits and Muslim benefit. We become ambassadors of Islam. 17th Ramadan. Our mother Siddiqatu bintu Siddiq, Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha, passes away. The year is 57. She is the greatest sheikha, the greatest lady as far as hadith and many other aspects of Islam go. And she, her janaza salat is read by the greatest Shaykhul Hadith. She reported 2,210 ahadith, the greatest among females and ladies. Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu is the greatest Shaykhul Hadith of this ummah. He reported, narrated 5,374 ahadith. He performs the janaza salat of Siddiqatu bintu Siddiq. What do you think happened to the people of Medina? They remember Siddiqa Sayyidina Aisha's contribution. She said, my heart's desire was, I'll be buried next to my honorable Nabi, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and my father. Sayyidina Umar requested, let me be buried there. She gave permission. Sayyidina Umar was not content. He told his son Abdullah, after my demise, you go again and take permission from Mother Aisha, radiallahu anha. She said, no, I give permission. See the honor of Sahaba. So she passed away. Go forward. Then we find on the 29th of Ramadan, the year 92, Tariq bin Ziyad, you my youngsters, whole day we busy with the phone, whole day we busy with sports and entertainment. These were youngsters. Go read the history of Tariq bin Ziyad. Today you got a place called Gibraltar. What does Gibraltar mean? Jabal Tariq. When he came with his boats and they came into Andalusia, Andalusia is your modern day Spain and Portugal. And he addressed his army and told them in Ramadan, Amamakum al-adu wa wara'akum al-bahar. In front of you is the enemy and behind us is the ocean. Say to Allah, we burning the boats and the ships now. Ya Allah, we give our life for your deen or we establish your deen. Tariq bin Ziyad was less than 20 years old when this incident took place. The whole of that area there, which is called now Spain, Portugal, all this here, Iberia. We must remember, 780 years rule, our Muslim rule in Spain. And this youngster was the commander in chief. This is what Islam meant to people, my brothers in Ramadan. We ask you for two things. We're not going to conquer countries. We're not going to conquer whole big, big empires. We need to conquer our soul, our desires, our whims and fancies. Suppress our desires and say, this is my challenge. This is how I will rise up to the occasion. From now already you make the timetable. That this Ramadan, I will not miss one salat with Jamaat. This Ramadan, daily I will read one juz, one supara a day. This Ramadan, every day I will put a smile on somebody's face. I'm not speaking of Muslims only. Look at Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam generosity. Wa inna judahu akthar min ar-rih al-mursala. He was so generous, Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam, more than a hurricane wind. So when we give to the non-Muslim, that is our sadaqah, our lillah. The Muslim, you give them your zakat and so forth. So in that way we empower humanity and say that we belong to the ummah of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I'm not saying we must give like Haji Muhammad Ikhlas. We can't reach there, but one rain, two rain, we can give. So we must remember, my brothers, each one of us. So make that, rather I become the giver than the receiver. Go see what is happening in Muslim countries. Look at Syria, look at Yemen, look at Palestine. Ramadan Mubarak is coming, me and you will have 7-course meal, 8-course meal. These yatama and orphans, these children, they don't even know where they will get the next morsel from. Did it really concern us? Did one tear come out? Think about it, my brothers. See, when we get accustomed to our life, then we become oblivious of the plight of the ummah. So my brothers, this is my message to you, that show our love to Almighty Allah in this month of Ramadan, suppress our desires, read Quran Sharif daily. Your wife, don't lose your temper because of fasting and you start abusing her. And last message, hadith in Sahih Muslim, anzirhuma, anzirhuma hatta yastaliha. Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Allah jalla wala states, leave this person and that person's actions one side till they reconcile. How can it be me and this brother? I don't even know the name. But for example, we had some difference, inheritance, some business deal. Now when we look at one another, we turn our face away. No salam, no kalam.
Islam is asking you two words, my brothers, assalamu alaikum. Islam is not saying you must become the best friend. So when we make salam, all our good deeds will be accepted in the court of Allah. And we shun that person and just turn our face away, all those deeds remain in abeyance. It is your choice, my brother, my sister. Islam says the prerequisite for acceptance in the court of Almighty Allah is our reconciliation. May Almighty Allah reconcile our hearts. May Almighty Allah protect the Haramain Sharifain, Majlis Al-Aqsa. May Almighty Allah grant our Mujahideen victory wherever they are. Ya Allah, have mercy on the refugees, the Usara and the Yatama, and our orphans. Wa akhiru da'wana, and alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.